Friday, March 31st. Utility bills. Homeowners in Coquitlam and Port Coquitlam have until the end of the business day today to pay their utility bills. The flat annual levies for water and sewer can be paid online, at the bank or at City Hall. Penalties apply if the payment is received after March 31st. Port Moody utility bills were due February 28th. More. Coquitlam.ca/portcoquitlam.ca. Planet Z. Families can learn about the environment in a science fiction play called Crisis on Planet Z, a monster theater production that runs from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Evergreen Cultural Center, 1205 Pine Tree Way, Coquitlam. Tickets are $10. More. evergreenculturalcenter.ca. Art shows. Meet the artists and curators behind the four new exhibits opening tonight at Place Des Arts, 1120 Brunette Avenue, Coquitlam. Coquitlam Heritage Society presents Corner Stores. Alex Sandvoss has oil paintings and I want to think about feminism, but I have to think about climate change. Jungmin An displays oil works for trash, and Vin Arora has ceramics in Meltdown, the second wave. The opening reception starts at 7 p.m. More. Placidesarts.ca. Vinyl Party. The band Vinyl takes the stage at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 263, 1025 Ridgeway Avenue, Coquitlam, for a show tonight and April 1 starting at 7 p.m. Legion membership is not required for Saturday night. More. ArcLegion263.ca. Inlet Music. Vancouver soul singer Dawn Pemberton performs with her band, Derek DiFilippo, Gavin Youngish, Johnny Tobin and Paul Clark, at Port Moody City Hall, 100 Newport Drive, at 7:30 p.m. as part of the Inlet Theatre Music Series created by Pomo musicians Bill Sample and Darlene Cooper. Tickets for the show in the Inlet Theatre are $30 plus tax. More. Eventbrite.ca. Saturday, April 1st. Blackout Poems. Mark Poetry Month with a take-home craft bag courtesy of the Coquitlam Public Library. Visit the City Center, 1169 Pine Tree Way, Coquitlam, or Poirier, 575 Poirier Street, Coquitlam, branches to collect a blackout poetry activity using recycled materials from the library collection. And once you've created a poem, take a photo and submit your entry by email. The top poems in each category will be voted on via an online survey. The winners will be announced on April 21st. Blackout bags are available until April 15th. More. CokeLibrary.ca. Repair Cafe. Take your small household appliances, bikes and clothes in for fixing at the monthly Repair Cafe, held from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the City of Port Coquitlam's Public Works Yard, 1737 Broadway Street, Port Coquitlam. Volunteers with the Centennial Rotary Club are available to help you with your broken items. More. Facebook.com/RepairCafePoco. Writer's Corner. Join author Amber Cowie for a talk titled Finding Space for Creativity at the Tri-City Wordsmiths Gathering in the Program Room at the Terry Fox Library, 2150 Wilson Avenue, Port Coquitlam. The event, which runs from 1:30 to 4 p.m., is in person and via Zoom. Email tri.city.wordsmiths@gmail.com for the online link. More. tri-citywordsmiths.ca. Ha ha. The Port Coquitlam-based Gabby Davis Foundation, which raises money for families with a young cancer patient, hosts its fifth annual Comedy Night Gala. The Laughing Matters fundraiser features Charlie Demers as the headliner and John Cullen as MC. Randy Neumeier and Sophia Johnson are also on stage at the Inlet Theater, 100 Newport Drive, Port Moody. There will be a silent auction and balloon pop as well. Doors open at 6 p.m. for a cocktail reception, cash bar. With the show starting at 7:30 p.m. tickets are $50. More. GabbyDavisFoundation.com/604-464-4229. Blues. Jazz. Award-winning singer and musical theater triple threat Crystal Dos Santos entertains with a five-piece band at the Evergreen Cultural Center, 1205 Pine Tree Way, Coquitlam, at 7:30 p.m. as part of the facility's TD Music Series. Tickets are $35 per $32 per $16. More. EvergreenCulturalCenter.ca Salsa Time. Alberto Gonzalez and Teresa Scheffler of the Hot Salsa Dance Zone return to the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 113, 2675 Shaughnessy Street, Port Coquitlam, for a salsa lesson for beginners at 8 p.m., and dance party from 9 p.m. to midnight. Admission is $15. The event is suitable for ages 19 and up. More. HotSalsaDanceZone.com. Sunday, April 2nd. Local food. Find seasonal fare at the weekly Port Moody Winter Farmers Market, happening in the parking lot next to the Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road, Port Moody, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and don't forget your grocery bags. More. MakeBakeGrow.com. Tennis, anyone? Learn about tennis and swing a racket with the Coquitlam Tennis Club, which will host an open house from 1 to 4 p.m. at the clubhouse at Town Center Park, 1299 Pine Tree Way, Coquitlam. Food and gear will be provided to participants. More. CoquitlamTennis.org. Happy Spring. Celebrate the start of spring with the Iranian community at the Sizda B. Dar Family Gathering at Gates Park, 2300 Reeve Street, Port Coquitlam, from 1 to 6 p.m. known as Nature's Day. Sizda B. Dar is on the 13th day of Farvardin, the first month of the Iranian calendar, when people picnic outdoors, marking the end of the Nowruz holidays. Organized by Mehdi Tavasol and the Tri-City Futsal Academy, the event is sponsored by the City of Port Coquitlam and the POCO Community Foundation. More. TriCityFutsal.ca. Family Day at PDA. Take the kids to Place des Arts, 1120 Brunette Avenue, Coquitlam, to explore the galleries and make crafts during the venue's Family Day from 1 to 3 p.m. All ages are welcome. Admission is free. However, registration is encouraged via eventbrite.ca. More. PlacidesArts.ca.